It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Now, normally, I would think you would definitely not care that Demi Lovato ended her 2-month engagement to some D-list actor, right?
I don't care.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Normally, I would think, like, you wouldn't, why would you care? Like, if I said to you, there's this guy named Max Eric, you don't even know who he is. He's some D-list actor who is in stuff you've never seen.
Like what?
Nothing, soap operas or stupid TV procedural, something called The Path.
Okay, no, I don't know that.
Right, okay. So it's my job. This is why I'm good at my job. It's my job to make this story interesting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Here's the interesting part of it. How did Demi Lovato meet this actor, Max Eric, during quarantine? She's a big pop star. He's a, not even D-list, like Z-list actor who's been in, he has an IMDb page, but frankly, I have more things on my IMDb page than he does.
Mm-hmm.
How did they meet? Here's how they met. Listen to this story.
Let it be an app, please.
It's better than that.
Okay.
Because he's kind of on the periphery of celebrity, because, you know, he's acted in stuff, he's met celebrities, he's a working actor, he does have a Wikipedia page. He's been sliding into the DMs of famous single pop stars and models for months. He went after Ariana Grande. He went after Selena Gomez, who he regularly says he's going to marry.
Mm-hmm.
He went after Bella Hadid and Miley Cyrus. Anybody who was single and famous, he slid into the DMs like, hi, here's who I am. I love you. Nobody responded except Demi Lovato.
Really?
That's how they met. Some rando in her DMs on Instagram who happened to be an actor. She saw the blue check and thought, how bad could this be? So they started dating, and in 2 months, he weaseled his way into her world. And then when she realized that he was a social climber and not somebody who really cared about her, she dumped him. But she didn't just dump him. She told the tabloid she dumped him, and that's how he found out.
He got a Google alert with his name on it.
That's exactly what happened.
Demi Lovato, wait, no. I just made her breakfast like I'm 10 minutes ago.
Imagine that, like you're cleaning up the dishes from breakfast and you get a Google alert.
Ding. Oh, look, there's my name.
Oh, I see why the car's here for me now.
That's bad. That she called the tabloids. She called Page Six to break up with her boyfriend.
Yeah, I think Us Weekly made the announcement. And his friends were like, hello, dude, so sorry to hear. And he was like, hear what?
Hello, TMZ.
Yes?
I have a scoop for you. Okay,
what's the scoop?
Demi Lovato. her boyfriend's broken up with.
Is this Yoda?
It's not Demi Lovato.
I almost said Demi Lovato. It's not it's
Miley Cyrus. Just calling the, they broke up.
Can you imagine just deciding who you want to date? And just, it's a numbers game at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you slide into enough DMs, eventually somebody's going to respond. And next thing you know, it's a leg opener.
If you're fishing enough, somebody's going to get the bait at some point. So
right, but
good for him.
I think you've been shooting too low. You need to get on Instagram. You need to get back on Instagram.
Right.
And start sliding to the DMs of some really famous people.
I just can't do Instagram. I don't need something else in my life to distract me. I don't need it. I have enough in my life. Everybody wants me to get on Instagram. I don't want to do it.
This is why you are never going to date Madonna.
I guarantee Madonna's not on Instagram.
Are you
guarantee
kidding me?
Madonna has a flip phone.
You are wrong, my friend. She loves Instagram. She's on it all the time.
She is not on it at all. Her team is on it. There's no way Madonna is typing into a phone and sharing photos. She's not doing it.
Her 22-year-old boyfriend is on there for her.
Tom Arnold doesn't even do his own Instagram. So you're going to tell me if Tom Arnold has a whole group of people doing it that Madonna's doing it? There's no way.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they're going, hey, Demi Lovato, there's some guy DMing you. Would you? What do you want me to say back to him? Is he cute? I think he was on The Guiding Light. I don't know. Yeah, go ahead and email him back. That's how that went.
She should let me set her up. Like, I would be like, okay, Michael B.
Jordan.
Yeah,
that's what she needs.
Well, I would be the best celebrity matchmaker. I'd be so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, ready? Uh-huh. Demi Lovato, you should date Michael B. Jordan. Boom. There you go.
Okay.
Done.
John Travolta. Hook him up. Who are you hooking him up with?
No, he just lost his wife.
Well, he just lost his wife, but he's got a date.
Not yet. It's too soon.
How long do you wait?
He just lost her a couple of months ago. He's got to wait a couple of years.
A guy's got to wait a couple of years to date?
If your wife dies?
So you're married for 30 years to your boyfriend, husband. Mm-hmm. He dies. How long are you waiting?
What day is he dying on?
Exactly. The minute the casket closes and you say, are you sure she's not coming out? Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm at the funeral on Bumble. I'm swiping right at the funeral.
Don't close it. Don't ding, ding. Don't close it. Oh, I miss him so much. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. You have a date that night. You're still in the same black uniform that you wore to the funeral.
Yeah, but I'm an evil human being. You know, John Travolta is a famous person.
You know what? Years, though. He's in his 60s. Time's running out. He could die any day. You got to go on.
Is he in his 60s? Is he in his 60s?
He's got to be. Every day. When you turn 60, every day counts.
Oh, my God. He's 66. You're right.
He's 66 years old. He's got to be out there dating. You only have, when you're 66, you got like 3, maybe 4 months of getting it hard still left. After that, it goes downhill. I mean, you have to go out there and date somebody. And he can still get, you know, a 30-year-old if he wanted to. He could just sing that stupid song from Grease and get a 30-year-old.
Have you seen him lately? He's shaved his head and he has like a little bit of scruff on his face.
Yeah, he looks cool.
He has never looked sexier, I have to say. Like, I hate to say that about John Travolta after he just lost his wife. So just take out the fact that Kelly Preston just died and I'm sad for her and I'm sad for him.
Right.
Objectively, he looks hot.
Okay, but he's 66. He can't wait too much longer. You can't wait years. I mean, if you're 66 and you're telling him he's got to wait 3 years, that means he's almost 70 years old when he's out dating again.
Right, that's a good point.
You can't wait. I mean, you're in dog years at that point. You
gotta okay, fine. All right, fine. Okay, uncle, fine. I'll set him up with Eva Longoria.
See, that's good.
See? Or maybe Sandra Bullock. See, I'm very good at this. I'm telling you, I should be a celebrity matchmaker. I've missed my calling. I'm going to go sit on cakes now.